From Sundress Media Productions, this is Spectrum 360. Welcome. Your Spectrum 360 host is Mark Skogman. Spectrum 360 broadcasts live weekly on Mondays at 11 p.m. and online anytime via podcast. Thank you for listening for the next hour. Spectrum 360 is progressive and features political talk and humor and also the arts and popular culture. Spectrum 360 starts right now. Let's get to work.
Let me assert my firm belief that the only thing we have to fear is fear itself.
Any one of you who feels cynical, just consider where we have been.
You want the truth, you should seek it out for yourself. That's what they're afraid of. You.
This is information the world needs to know.
Ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country.
In the councils of government, we must guard against the acquisition of unwarranted influence, whether sought or unsought, by the military-industrial complex.
Thank you. Bless you. This is the end of the meeting. It's the beginning of the movement. Thank
Woo!
You.
Yeah.
Hello.
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 Hello. Hello.
Hello.
Hello.
Quiet, numbskulls. I'm broadcasting.
That's right, folks. Don't touch that dial.
Spectrum 360. Spectrum 360. Spectrum 360. Spectrum 360.
From the sun, white sand beaches, palm trees, surf, and pina coladas. In the tropical and beautiful Tampa Bay area, in the state of Florida, on the eastern coast of the Gulf of Mexico.
Got the sun on my shoulders and my toes in the sand, just dreaming, stitching.
This is the radio program Spectrum 360 for Monday, the 19th of January, 2015.
You have an incoming transmission.
The revolution will not be televised.
The voice of news information has
the purpose of this program is to bring vital news.
I'm your host, Mark Skogman.
You imbecile! You bloated idiot!
He is the most interesting man in the world.
Yeah.
You're so ugly you could be a modern art masterpiece.
What? Oh my gosh, being insulted in my own program every week. I think I arranged it that way. Oh my gosh. With associate producer and occasional co-host, Terry Weeks.
Hello and welcome to our Spectrum 360 listeners in the Tampa Bay area, the state of Florida, and the United States. I'm Spectrum 360 associate producer and occasional co-host, Terry Weeks.
I am sure. Totally.
Hey.
If I have to, I can do anything. I am strong.
Strong.
I am invincible.
Invincible.
I am one.
Okay, that's better.
Yes, I sometimes surprise my associate producer and occasional co-host Terry Weeks with a sound file for her very own position with the program, just like I do myself. It's always humorous and encouraging and serious, all in the same file when we play those sounds. Spectrum 360 is copyright 2014 by Mark Skogman. Copying and sharing the Spectrum 360 podcast for personal use is authorized. And I'd like to add, it's also encouraged. Go to www.internetradiopros.com. Again, that's www.internetradiopros, all one word, .com. And podcasts will be there for your listening pleasure and enjoyment and information. On Spectrum 360 in this edition, happy Martin Luther King Day. The focus of this edition is politics, politics, and politics. As it relates to the current state of the country's civil rights and the current anti-police brutality movement sparked by the deaths of Michael Brown and Eric Garner and Martin Luther King Day. Segment one is a recorded film review, the film Selma. I saw the new film Selma at the Sundial Theaters in beautiful downtown St. Petersburg. Beautiful new development there. It's the remodeled Baywalk, the former Baywalk complex in downtown St. Petersburg. That was on Saturday, the 10th of January, 2014, the day after that the film opened. I saw the film, and in honor of this film, the Martin Luther King Day holiday, and Martin Luther King himself, and the civil rights movement, and in honor of the tremendous positive impact it has had on this country, Spectrum 360 will again play the film preview audio and play the song Glory by Common and John Legend from the film soundtrack that is gaining popularity.
I love that song.
Yes. Associate producer Terry Weeks loves it. I'm getting to like it more and more all the time as well. It's a very moving film about important history of our country, featuring the acts, or rather the acting, of David Oyelowo as the Reverend Martin Luther King, and also Oprah Winfrey, Tom Wilkinson, and Cuba Gooding Jr. is also in this film in a small part, and others. Some members of the cast of the film went to Selma yesterday to march in the Martin Luther King Day parade that they had yesterday in that city. Wow! Terry Weeks will cover the march in Selma, and that's going to be interesting. And here's a preview.
There are 70 million people watching. These pictures are going around the world.
We must make a massive demonstration.
White, black, and otherwise. Come to Selma.
I heard about the attack of innocent people. I couldn't just stand by.
Looks like an army out there.
This revolution goes on and on. This revolution goes on and on.
My eyes have seen the glory.
But when a man stands up, says enough is enough.
Interesting. That's the film preview audio or trailer of the film Selma. And I just wanted to cover that one more time on this program. We covered it last week, but it's so important. And also the film seems to be experiencing some backlash and discrimination in terms of Oscar Academy Awards and in other ways. So I want to support the film. It may not be perfect, but it's still an excellent film and very moving. I was very emotionally affected in myself.
It is a wonderful film. The only two Oscar nominations it received were for Best Picture and the song Glory that you're going to be hearing for Best Song. This year, no African Americans are nominated in any of the acting or directing categories.
So we'll be talking about that as well. And then segment two, recorded chants and speeches from the Black Lives Matter march and rally conducted by the Bay Area Activist Coalition on Saturday, the 17th of January 2015, just 2 days ago, along a three-mile section of Central Avenue in Western and downtown St. Petersburg and North Straub Park. Spectrum 360 will feature the speech by local activist and clergy Reverend Charles McKenzie. This is a Spectrum 360 exclusive once again. Spectrum 360 has broadcast many such segments frequently to listeners who listen regularly to Spectrum 360. And if we have time, Spectrum 360 will play excerpts from some of Martin Luther King's speeches as well. And then segment three, a recorded presentation from David Cobb, the Move to Amend national spokesman, on the need to amend the Constitution to declare that money is not speech, that corporations are not people, and to overturn the Citizens United ruling by the U.S. Supreme Court. This is part seven of the multi-part series. David Cobb, the national spokesman, and the Move to Amend presentation. David Cobb is very good at this. This audio is from Sunday, the 14th of December, 2014, at the Unitarian Universalist Fellowship Auditorium in Summerfield, Florida, recorded by myself. And like I stated before, this is a multi-part series that Spectrum 360 is producing from this presentation. This is the final part, part seven. Listen closely, join Move to Amend, and you'll hear this presentation on no other program. And remember, this is a fast-growing movement. Join it. Go to www.movetomen.org. And it gives us cause for real hope to change the direction of our country. So that's the program. Let's get right to it, shall we? And this is a Move to Amend preview.
See, if these things are true, maybe we ought to start thinking and acting differently. Maybe we ought to start thinking and acting like we're in a crisis. You know why I think maybe we ought to start thinking and acting like we're in a crisis? Because we're in a crisis. Thank you for saying it out loud. Even the ruling elite work very hard to teach us, to train us not to acknowledge reality, not to say out loud what we know is true, but we are in a crisis. It is an ecological crisis. It's not coming. It's here and getting worse every day. And it's going to continue unless and until we interrupt it. And it is an economic crisis. It's not over, the economic crisis. It's actually continuing.
Ho Chi Minh, Richard Nixon, back again, moonshot, Woodstock, Watergate, punk rock, Bacon, Reagan, Palestine, terror on the airline, Ayatollahs in Iran, Russians in Afghanistan, Wheel of Fortune, Sally Ride, heavy metal, suicide, foreign debts, homeless vets, AIDS crack, Bernie gets, hypodermics on the shore, China's under martial law, rock and roll, a cola wars, I can't take it anymore.
Okay, here's the film preview audio from the film Selma, the so-called trailer. Enjoy.
He's got supporters. Detroit, New York, Los Angeles, inciting large-scale arrests and sympathy marches.
I'm very aware of that, Mr.
Hoover.
What I do know is he's nonviolent. What I need to know right now, what's Martin Luther King about to do next?
Mr. President, Dr. King is here.
Mr. President, in the South, there have been thousands of racially motivated murders.
We need your help, Dr. King. This thing's just going to have to wait.
It cannot wait.
You got one big issue, I got 101.
Summer it is.
Here is the next great battle.
Selma's the place, and they ready.
Dr. King!
I tell you, that white boy can hit.
You will not tolerate agitators attempting to orchestrate a disturbance in this state.
It is unacceptable that they use their power to keep us voiceless. Those that have gone before us say no more.
People actually say they're going to kill our children. They're trying to get inside of your head.
What happens when a man stands up, says enough is enough?
We built the path as we came, rock by rock.
His cell is probably bugged. It probably is.
We must march. We must stand up.
You march those people into rural Alabama, it's got to be open season.
May I have a word?
There's no word to be had.
The people. The people.
There are 70 million people watching. These pictures are going around the world.
We must make a massive demonstration.
White, black, and otherwise. Come to Selma.
I heard about the attack of innocent people. I couldn't just stand by.
Looks like an army out there.
This revolution goes on and on. This revolution goes on and on.
My eyes have seen the glory.
Happens when a man stands up, says enough is enough.
And now the song Glory by John Legend and Common from the film of the same name. Well, actually not from the film of the same name, from the film named Selma. The song is Glory. Enjoy.
One day when the glory comes, it will be ours. When the war is won, we will be sure, we will be sure. Oh, glory,
glory,
glory. Oh,
heavens. No man, no weapon formed against. Yes, glory is destined. Everyday women and men become legends. Sins that go against our skin become blessings. The movement is a rhythm to us. Freedom is like religion to us. Justice is juxtaposition in us. Justice for all just ain't specific enough. One son died, the spirit is revisiting us. True and living, living in us. Resistance is us. That's why Rosa sat on the bus. That's why we walked through Ferguson with our hands up. When it go down, we woman and man up. They say stay down, and we stand up. Shots, we on the ground, the camera panned up. King pointed to the mountaintop, and we ran up.
One day, when the glory comes, it will be ours, it will be ours. Oh, one day, when the war is won, we will be sure, we will be sure. Oh,
glory, glory, glory.
Oh, now the war is not over, victory isn't won, but we'll fight on to the finish, and then when it's all done, we'll cry glory, oh glory, oh, we'll cry glory, oh glory,
every man, woman, and child. Even Jesus got his crown in front of a crowd. They march with the torch, we gon' run with it now. Never look back, we done gone hundreds of miles. From dark roads, heroes, to become a hero. Facing the League of Justice, his power was the people. Enemy is lethal, a king became regal. Saw the face of Jim Crow under a bald ego. The biggest weapon is to stay peaceful. We sing, our music is the cuts that we bleed through. Somewhere in the dream we had an epiphany. Now we right the wrongs in history. No one can win a war individually. It takes the wisdom of the elders and young people's energy. Welcome to the story we call victory. The coming of the Lord, my eyes have seen the glory.
One day, when the glory comes, it will be ours, it will be ours. Oh, one day, when the war is won, we will be sure, we will be sure. Oh,
wow, what a great song. I have not been able to get it out of my head since I saw the film. This is Terry Weeks, and I did want to tell you all about yesterday on Sunday, there was a special tribute to Dr. King in Selma, Alabama. The cast of the movie Selma, including David Oyelowo, who played Martin Luther King, Oprah Winfrey, and director Ava DuVernay, joined hundreds of people in a march in Selma across the Edmund Pettus Bridge. And as the marchers crested the top of the bridge at sunset, Common and John Lennon performed the song Glory. And we are the ones that can change the world, Common said. It is up to us, and it takes all of us, black, white, Latino, Asian, Native American, whatever nationality or religious background. So that was a beautiful tribute to Dr. King in Selma, Alabama yesterday. Here in the Tampa Bay area, we had our own tributes to Dr. King, marches and rallies. There was one in Clearwater. I did not attend the Clearwater Rally, but I have reports from people that did attend that Mayor George Critico spoke, as one would expect, and that in his speech he talked about the importance of following the law and obeying the police. I found these rather odd comments to make on a holiday celebrating Martin Luther King, a man who had been arrested 30 times between 1955 and 1965, protesting unjust laws and an unjust system. Martin Luther King, a man who said, an individual who breaks a law that conscience tells him is unjust and who willingly accepts the penalty of imprisonment in order to arouse the conscience of the community over its injustice, is in reality expressing the highest respect for the law. Martin Luther King, a man who said, law and order exist for the purpose of establishing justice, and when they fail in this purpose, they become the dangerous structured dams that block the flow of social progress. Mayor Criticus, I'm sorry to say, you just don't get it.
Yes, this is Spectrum 360 for Monday, the 19th of January, 2015. This is the third Spectrum 360 for the new year of 2015. And this is actually the 73rd Spectrum 360 since I started this program on Monday, 2 September, 2013. It's hard for me to believe that I've actually been doing the 73rd Spectrum 360. It's an incredible amount of work to do this program the way we do it, and it's just amazing that we've gotten this far with it, and we're going to continue as far as I possibly can. If I can do this for continue this for many years, I will. Okay, on Spectrum 360, the next program, which will be Monday, the 26th of January, 2015, Spectrum 360 will feature a roundtable discussion, again featuring Victor DeMaio and Gordon Chernecki, who will have returned from a trip to the nation of Cuba just the day before. They're leaving late this week, coming back from Cuba next week on Sunday, and then the very next day, Monday, they will be in the studio on Spectrum 360 giving us their perspective from a very fresh and recent trip to the island of Cuba. So look forward to that. That's going to be a Spectrum 360 exclusive again. You know, we do a lot of exclusives on this program. That's what this program's for. Also, remember to like us on Facebook at Spectrum 360 Radio Program. And also, remember the Spectrum 360 podcast. Go to www.internetradiopros.com, scroll down to the Spectrum 360 link, click on it, choose the program date of your choice. And the last three podcasts, the podcast for this year will be all up and posted there in the next 1 to 2 days. All the podcasts from last year are available right now, all the way through the last program from last year, which was December 29th. So very good. I am so excited and happy to be here tonight. Terry is doing probably the best job she's ever done as a associate producer and the occasional co-host, as I call her.
Well, thank you so much.
You're welcome. You're sounding great tonight, so you keep that up. We're going to go to the next segment, and that is the segment that covers the march and rally. It was the Black Lives Matter march and rally that was conducted by the Bay Area Activist Coalition on Saturday, the 17th of January, 2015. It was just 2 days ago. We have a lot of these weekend events on the Monday's Spectrum 360 right after. Most times we do. Sometimes they have to be delayed because of the length of the program, and we have other content to cover, but usually we'll get them on the next program. So here we go. They did a 3-mile march along a section of Central Avenue in Western and downtown St. Petersburg and marched to North Straub Park. And this will feature chants and speeches and things that happened on the march, and then also a speech in Straub Park by local activist and clergy, Reverend Charles McKenzie. You know, Charles McKenzie, he's a man like Martin Luther King. He's a black man like Martin Luther King. He's a reverend like Martin Luther King. And he's also a great speaker like Martin Luther King. So sometimes I call him our local Martin. I think that probably embarrasses him. He probably wants to hit me over the head and say, don't make a comparison like that.
I once was in the unfortunate position of having to speak after Reverend McKenzie, and that's a tough act to follow.
Oh, yeah, that's absolutely true. I do like to compliment on his speaking style. He's great. I mean, he really is. He's like our local Martin. People don't like to follow him because he's such a good speaker. That happened on Saturday, actually, too. You'll hear at the end of this of his speech that we're going to play for you, where people in the background are going, who wants to follow that? So here we go. This is about 8 minutes. This is the Sounds of the March on Saturday. This is the Bay Area Activist Coalition Black Lives Matter March.
Mike Brown's body laid in a hot summer All you teach, y'all know it's hot as hell in August. They let that boy out in the street, and when they came to pick him up, they put him in the back of an SUV. SUV, they didn't even bring out an ambulance for his body. Y'all mind sitting in the street for me for 4.5 minutes? If not, go up to the side. I know some people are older, some people got babies. We're gonna be here for the next 4.5 minutes, though. The remembrance of Mike Brown's life. If y'all notice, y'all got an audience. Keep looking at me. I hope they're brave enough to join. Y'all out here today for something. Y'all out here today because you stand for something. Because you care about something. Because you won't sleep. You literally can't breathe without your justice. Clock starts now.
They used it to kind of build the energy at their protests and at their marches during the apartheid period. But the way that it works, so the person, it's kind of like a call and response. So the person yells out something, you raise your fist in the air, and you say, toy, toy. You get that? So can we do it? Toy, toy.
Toy, toy.
Toy, toy means freedom in, I think, a Zulu language. Okay. So Chris is going to call out, and we're going to do toy, toy.
Toy, toy.
Toy. All
right.
All right. We want justice. Toy, toy.
Toy.
We want freedom.
Toy, toy.
Toy.
We only have one earth. Treat it well. Love it. Worship.
Where were you from?
I was on Friends with Donald. We went to sports camp.
Food streets!
Our streets!
Food streets!
Our streets!
Food streets!
Our streets!
Food streets!
Our streets!
If we don't get it,
shut it down!
If we don't get it,
shut it down!
If we don't get it,
shut it down!
It is our duty to fight for our freedom.
It is our duty to fight for our freedom.
It is our duty to win.
It is our duty to win.
We must love and respect one another.
We must love and respect one another.
We have nothing to lose but our chains.
We have nothing to lose but our chains.
I said we have nothing to lose but our chains.
We have nothing to lose but our chains.
Please get a bottle of water at the cooler. We just ran to the car. Got fresh water in the cooler. Mitchell's right here. Chris is still going ahead and give us the next rally in front. We're
going to
head on down the way.
How y'all doing today? Ooh. I can't hear y'all.
Yeah.
All right. What we going to do right now, I need y'all to understand one thing, if not one thing only, it's been mentioned all day. We are family.
Right.
So look to your neighbors. Say neighbors.
Neighbors.
I don't know what you came out here to do.
I don't know what you came out here to do.
But I come to clap my hands.
I come to clap my hands.
Clap your hands.
Okay, that was the chants and little mini speeches from the Black Lives Matter March and rally conducted by the Bay Area Activist Coalition.
Most of whom are young people, and I cannot tell you how much it meant and how great it was to see these passionate young people stepping up and organizing. They are fantastic.
And here's Reverend Charles McKenzie and his comments on the situation, the march, and Martin Luther King Day.
Now we're going to have Reverend Charles McKenzie come up and speak.
Let's give ourselves a hand for being here today. Why are we here? We're here because the power of the people is greater than the people in power. Why are we here? We're here because we challenge this city, this state, and this nation to give more than lip service to egalitarian values. That is why we're here today. We're here because Dr. King's dream was about more than black and white people sitting on the bus together. Okay. His dream was about more than sitting at lunch counters. Okay. Dr. King's dream was about equal protection under the law. Yes. Equal access. Yes. Equal opportunity. Yes. A big tent America where no one is left in the margins. Okay. His dream was about justice rolling down like waters and righteousness like a mighty stream. We are here today because Dr. King's dream was that America would be a nation where the playing field is even. The rules are public. The goals are clear. And the referee is fair. Dr. King's dream was about poor people coming together across the color spectrum to say to America, trickle-down economics will not do. We are here today because the power of the people trumps the people in power. We are not here because we are against policemen. We are here because we are against police misconduct. We are against police brutality. We are here because we want to say to the nation and to the police force that you are accountable to the same laws that you are sworn to uphold. Yeah. That is why we're here today. Woo. We are here to say to policemen, you are hired to uphold the law, but you are not above the law. Yeah. You must be held accountable also. Woo. Why are we here today? Yeah. We are here because we are the beginning of a movement that will move this nation in the right direction. Yeah. We are the better angels of America's nature. Yeah. We are the conscience of America. Yeah. We beat the drum that will change our nation. Yeah. We beat the drum that will change our state. Yeah. We beat the drum that will change our city. Yeah. We are here today because Eric said he couldn't breathe. Yeah. And we will not rest as long as America mistreats its citizens of color and its poor people. That is why we are here today. We're here because Dr. King's dream was about workers. He said in Memphis in 1968, it is a crime to live in this rich nation and receive starvation wages. We are here because Dr. King's dream was about a bigger, better, brighter, stronger America. It was about America that sees beyond color. It was about America that sees beyond creed. It was about America where all of us are included. All of us matter. Black lives matter. Brown lives matter. All lives matter. So we gather. We gather in this park in St. Petersburg to be witnesses of an America that is unfolding, to be witnesses of an America that will get better, that will get stronger, that will be more fair. Yes. So we gather as I close, because we believe that it is our responsibility to do what we can to make our nation a better nation. nation.
Yes.
We are here because we want to see that noble dream a reality. We are here because we want black lives to be treated with value and dignity and respect. Brown lives to be treated with value and dignity and respect.
Yes.
Poor lives to be treated with dignity and value and respect.
Yes.
So we're here. And like Dr. Benjamin May said, I have only just 1 minute, only 60 seconds in it. Forced upon me, can't refuse it. Didn't seek it, didn't choose it. But it's up to me to use it. I must suffer if I lose it. Give account if I abuse it. Just a tiny little minute, but all eternity is in it. Each and every one of us is called to be the conscience of our nation.
Yes.
Each and every one of us is called to do more than raise our voices.
Yes.
We must raise our bodies.
Yes.
And raise our energy and raise ourselves to make political capital to change the political landscape of this city, of this state, and of this nation.
Woo!
So we must take this energy and turn it into voting power.
Yes.
We must take this energy and turn it into marching power, more rallying power. We will not rest until justice comes to the city.
Yes.
We will not rest until justice comes to the state. We will not rest until justice comes to America. Where there is no justice, there will be no peace.
Yes.
The power of the people is greater than the people in power.
And that's Reverend Charles McKenzie speaking on Saturday, the 17th of January, 2015, to the Black Lives Matter marchers that were members of the Bay Area Activist Coalition. Here's Martin Luther King, an excerpt from his very famous I Have a Dream speech.
So even though we face the difficulties of today and tomorrow, I still have a dream. It is a dream deeply rooted in the American dream. I have a dream that one day this nation will rise up and live out the true meaning of its creed. We hold these truths to be self-evident that all men are created equal. I have a dream that one day on the red hills of Georgia, the sons of former slaves and the sons of former slave owners will be able to sit down together at the table of brotherhood. I have a dream that one day, even the state of Mississippi, a state sweltering with the heat of injustice, sweltering with the heat of oppression, will be transformed into...
There's an excerpt from the I Have a Dream speech by Martin Luther King, and here's an excerpt from the Mountaintop speech.
But it really doesn't matter with me now, because I've been to the mountaintop. I don't mind. Like anybody, I would like to live a long life. Longevity has its place. But I'm not concerned about that now. I just want to do God's will. Promised land. I may not get there with you, but I want you to know tonight that we as a people will get to the promised land. So I'm happy tonight. I'm not worried about anything. I'm not fearful.
in the final analysis, our most basic common link is that we all inhabit this small planet. We all breathe the same air. We all cherish our children's futures. And we are all mortal.
Okay, you just heard former President John Fitzgerald Kennedy and a famous quote of his that I just love. Before that, it was Martin Luther King from the mountaintop speech, and Martin Luther King from the I Have a Dream speech as well. Some excerpts there for you. Now we're going to the final segment for Spectrum 360 for Monday, the 19th of January, 2015. And this is David Cobb, the Move to Amend National Spokesman, and the Move to Amend presentation on the need to amend the Constitution to declare that money is not speech and that corporations are not people. I hold these truths to be self-evident. Do you? This is David Cobb, Part 7.
And that, my friends, steals our sacred right to self-government. And as a lawyer, what just aggravates me to no end is they're literally using our legal system to legitimize the theft. And they're telling us that we have to accept it. Well, we at Move to Amend say, ya basta, enough already. We don't have to accept this any more than the abolitionists had to accept slavery or the women's suffrage movement had to accept that they weren't persons under the law or the civil rights movement. See, we can do what movements do, educate, agitate, organize, and demand changes. And again, I don't mean merely changes in one election cycle or another. I mean changes in the way we understand society and the legal system to be operating. And that's, I step before you as Move to Amend, a campaign to amend the Constitution to abolish two ideas. Corporations are not people. Money is not speech. All of the best-dressed people these days are actually sporting these shirts. And I guess I want to riff the Rana Bazzini, who actually, as an 81-year-old grandmother, literally marched from Sarasota, Florida, to state capital of Tallahassee. And how many people were part of that effort? Right? Look at all the, like, wasn't it amazing? I mean, yeah, a round of applause and a memory of what Rana did and how inspiring it was. And she is not through because she and her partner, Ray Claire, her collaborator in organizing, are planning to now start going across Florida, going to universities and college campuses, right? And Move to Amend is going to be collaborating with them there. And we're hoping that at the end of this, perhaps some of you might like to help form a Move to Amend affiliate so that we can continue to do work day in and day out on this. And so as I come to the end of my presentation, I want to remind you that when I began less than an hour ago, this is about 50 minutes, I challenged you to challenge me. Is this a story that only liberals and progressives can hear and appreciate? Well, friends, I've given this presentation at Unitarian churches and union halls and community centers, and I got laughter and applause just like I got from you. But you know what? I've also given this presentation at a Tea Party group, and I got laughter and I got applause. Now, the laughter and applause came at totally different places, but it came, right? Which is to say, there really is an honest-to-goodness way to tell this narrative in a way that everybody can see, because I want to challenge you. The Move to Amend call to abolish corporate constitutional rights and money as speech is not an issue that there can be disagreement on. It's a principle of how our government is supposed to operate. And at conservative or Tea Party groups, whenever I go there, I always step into that space and I say, look, y'all, if you want to argue with me, if you want to insist on us finding issues to disagree with, you will find it and find it quickly. But I'm asking you to please give me the opportunity and participate with me. See if we can find things that we agree on. Principles of government, liberty, justice, equality. We the people are sovereign. Individual rights cannot be violated by governmental action. See, if I start that way and I get them to be genuinely honest with me, very quickly do we come to terms. And here's the interesting thing, because Move to Amend is a way that can unite people across ideologies and political parties in every other way. And that's not just rhetoric. It's being objectively proven. Because Move to Amend began in 2010. We were 12 people in a living room with this idea. Today, we're 380,000 people and growing every day. We've helped 600 communities pass resolutions of support where city council members or our county commissioners have voted in favor and support of Move to Mend, many of them here in Florida. We have helped 16 states pass resolutions of support of our campaign. And we have over 100 affiliates of Move to Mend. And as I said, I'm hoping that folks might help to form one here in Central Florida or here in this area. And my most favorite statistic to share with you, we've been on the ballot on 350 local ballots. Now, by that, I mean the difference between city council members getting to vote on it 600 times, 350 times have we gone through the process to put it on the ballot so ordinary citizens could vote. Do you support abolishing the idea that corporations are persons with constitutional rights and money of speech? We've been on the ballot 350 times. Guess how many times we've won? 350! We've won every single time, right? And it definitely does include San Francisco and Boston and Madison, Wisconsin. You know the liberal places? You know where else Move to Mend is won? Salt Lake City, Utah. We won in the state of Montana. Anybody want to argue that Montana been overrun by a bunch of hippies? I mean, I'm from Texas. Montanans think we're soft, right? But Move to Mend was on the ballot in a statewide resolution, and we won there. Oh, and get this, my favorite statistic. We were on the ballot in Waukesha, Wisconsin. Why is that important? Waukesha is the hometown of Republican Tea Party Governor Scott Walker, where they haven't voted for a Democrat for president or Congress in over 40 years. Move to Mend was on the ballot in Waukesha, and we won. We win everywhere we go because this is not merely a issue where progressives and conservatives across. This is a principle of self-government. I gotcha. So here's the thing. I'm going to conclude by saying this. We're getting larger, stronger, and better organized every day. And I now want to invite you into this movement. And I know that many of you are already super involved, and that's great, right? I want you to keep doing the work that you're doing. But what I'm also going to do is pass around a petition. Now, I want to be honest. This is an organizing petition, right? I want to be in touch with you. We at Move to Mend want to be in touch with you. We won't inundate you with emails. I think the National only sends out an email about once every 2 to 3 weeks, right? We try to really be, and by the way, most of our emails are about, here's something that's going on that we think you should know about. Here's an analysis. We don't just money grub. Now, we do occasionally ask for money, but most of the thing that we're doing with the emails is actually organizing and educating because we know that that's where it comes from. And I'm going to be honest, I don't have a pen on me. Does anybody have a pen that could be passed around? Thank you so much, Cheryl, for that. And I'm going to start with Jean, and there's a pen for you, Jean. And I want to encourage you, if you want to join this movement, please sign up. Now, if you don't want to join the movement, just pass the clipboard. I won't be upset. I think I'll be surprised, but I won't be upset. Now, if you know for a fact you're already getting Move to Mend mailings, I know you are, right, for example. You don't need to sign up again, right? But if you're not sure, go ahead and sign up because our database is very sophisticated. It'll recognize your email. The one thing I'm going to say is if you're signing up, and I see several people doing it, print legibly. Is there anybody who considers themselves an organizer in this crowd the way I do, right? A lot of hands go up. Is there anything more frustrating than not being able to read that sign-up sheet, right? It's so, because if you sign up, you think you've joined something. If I can't read your handwriting, you haven't joined anything. So if, like me, you have bad handwriting, just slow down, right? Take your time. We're going to be here for a bit because we're going to do some discussion. We'll let everybody sign up who wants to sign up, right? The second thing I want to do is to say, if you want to make a comment or ask a question, raise your hand and hold it up. We're going to do a stack. I saw that Gary is number one. Did you want to go? Okay. Got it. All right. So number one, ma'am, you'll be number two. I'm going to try to keep them clumped because we're going to get mics to you. So number one is Gary. And then number two is going to be back here. Number three, anybody else on this side? Then let's come over here. Number four, ma'am. Anybody else? Then we'll come over here. Just four questions for now. I tell you what, we'll do those four questions, and then we'll do another stack like this. Stacks are really good because what it means is numbers 2 through 4 who want to ask a question, relax. You're going to get to ask your question. You're going to get to make your comment. You can do what all of us are going to do, which is to listen to number one. But before we turn our attention to number one, I want to ask very quickly, Cheryl, what did I charge you to come here today? Not a penny. Do you remember what I charged you, Andrea? Yeah. Nothing. It's my standard fee. Zero. But I still like to eat. And in fact...
Okay, that's David Cobb, the national spokesman for Move to Amend on the Move to Amend presentation. Wasn't that great? That finishes the 7-part series. Can you believe it? David Cobb's been on 7 of my programs, the last 7. And in the closing seconds of this program, remember Victor DeMaio and Gordon Chernecki, fresh from their trip from the island of Cuba next week on Spectrum 360. So you want to stay tuned for that. And remember the podcast and remember to like us on Facebook from host Terry Weeks and myself. Have a great week and listen to next week's Spectrum 360. Thank you. Spectrum 360 is produced by Sunburst Media Productions and originates from St. Petersburg, Florida. Executive producer, host, audio engineer, and senior reporter, Mark Skogman. Associate producer, Terry Weeks. Spectrum 360 broadcasts live weekly on Mondays at 11 p.m. for 1 hour and online anytime via podcast. To access the podcast, go to www.facebook.com/Spectrum360 Radio Program and click on the program link. Or go to www.tantalk1340.com, click on podcasts, and click on Spectrum 360. Thank you to all our listeners and supporters and the staff of Spectrum 360. Listen next week for another interesting, informative, and entertaining Spectrum 360 radio program.
That's all, folks.